If you're anything like me, you really enjoy a good meme. Now, not all of them are a hit, but every once in a while, there's that one meme that goes viral, and it seems like everyone is sharing it. Because one does not simply keep a meme for themselves. I don't know about you, but these memes are all over my social media and in all of my group chats with my friends. My mom has even sent some of these memes to me, and that's how you know they're really going places. I think part of the reason we all enjoy memes so much is they have a way of helping us communicate what we think, or more often, how we feel about things that are happening around us. So when something really great happens, you dip into that meme folder on your phone. Don't even act like you don't have one, and fire off your best happy meme. Think about it, when someone does something ridiculous, embarrassing, or funny, chances are you've got a meme perfect for the occasion. The same is probably true when life feels like it's going sideways or just plain wrong. I bet you have a meme that helps you express that when our words fail us. There has to be some sort of phrase that goes something like, a situation for every meme and a meme for every situation. The point is, memes can be fun when life is going great, and they can also be helpful when we have those moments where it feels like everything is going wrong and we just don't know what to say. But what's difficult is that we'll sometimes face moments where the only thing we can say is that it feels like the house is burning down. Sometimes things get really tough and it's hard to find the words that line up with how we're feeling, because here's what's true for everyone from time to time. We'll all experience challenges. We'll all occasionally fail, and we all see evil at work in the world. The world is not as it should be. At times like these, maybe you begin to wonder, what do I do with that? Or how can I bounce back from that? Or maybe you don't even ask questions as much as you just struggle to deal with what you're facing. Maybe your emotions feel overwhelming, or you even struggle to know how to move forward. At some point, we all face situations like this. So it's important to take some time to figure out the best way to keep going. We need to ask ourselves, how does following Jesus change the way I navigate difficult experiences? When it comes to navigating difficult circumstances, there's one skill we can develop that changes everything: resilience. Resilience is the willingness to get back up and grow stronger from challenges and setbacks. In scripture, there are many people who go through challenges while showing resilience, and thankfully, they wrote their experiences so we can learn from them today. One of those people who you may have heard of is David. If you've been around church for a while, you might have heard of David. This is the same David of David and Goliath. David would eventually become the king of Israel. He didn't always get it right. And actually, David got it really wrong from time to time. But in spite of that, he was considered a man after God's own heart. In other words, David cared about and valued the same things that God does. You might not know this, but before David was king, he was a shepherd who wrote poems and songs. He was so good that he played music for the guy who was king before him. David used these poems to talk to God and wrestle with what he went through. Many of these poems are included in the Old Testament book of Psalms. Psalms is a collection of prayers and songs and poems that express raw emotions. These psalms cover everything from great joy to deep sadness and everything in between. You can almost think of the Psalms like the Bible's book of memes. They capture raw emotions, big feelings, and deep truths in short, relatable, and creative ways. One of the main things we see in the Psalms is people choosing to be real with God, no matter what they were feeling or going through. Which brings us to what David wrote in Psalm 13, verses 1 through 6. For now, let's look at Psalm 13, verses 1 through 4. O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, "We have defeated him." Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. When we first read this, it might be difficult to see resilience, but that's exactly what we find here. From the looks of it, David is going through something. He was asking God some big questions, wondering where God is in the middle of whatever he was going through. But he made a choice in the middle of his circumstance to be honest with God about his struggles. He's honest about his doubt and hurt. He doesn't hold those things back from God. He brings them directly to God. Sometimes being brave enough to be honest with God about where we are and what we're thinking or feeling is what resilience looks like. Let's be honest. Sometimes when things go wrong, the temptation is to turn away from God and no longer talk to God about what we're going through or how we're feeling. But David doesn't do that. Instead, he offers his struggle to God in prayer, and he doesn't stop there. Now let's read verses 5 and 6. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. It's almost as if he's reminded of God's love and goodness as he's pouring out his heart to God. Once he's focused on the goodness and love of God, he ends the poem with hope. There's a big truth here that I don't want you to miss. In the face of anything that's happening in your life and in the world around you, you can have hope. You can have hope because of God's unfailing love and goodness. You can have hope because the source of your hope isn't yourself or in your circumstances. Our hope is in Jesus. When we read the New Testament, we find that Jesus said a lot of things that can give us hope. But there's one verse that really stands out to me. Check out these words from Jesus. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Jesus said these words to his friends and followers. I don't know about you, but I love the way Jesus takes time to acknowledge that life can be really tough sometimes. In fact, it's pretty much a guarantee that all of us will face difficulty at some point in our lives. The reason we can have hope is that Jesus has already overcome sin and death through his own death and resurrection. We also can trust that he is with us and is working to make all things new. That means that no matter what you're facing, Jesus can bring beauty out of it. And Jesus is with you in the middle of it. It might not happen right away like we wish, but even still, Jesus is there with us and understands how we feel. And remember, like David, you can be honest with Jesus about what you're facing and remember his unfailing love that was shown through his life and death. But there's something else that we need in order to hold on to hope and remain resilient. We need each other. We need community. When the tough stuff in life happens, we need people around us to remind us of the hope we have. Sometimes it's hard for any of us to see beyond our own pain and circumstances. So it's good to have people who can point us back to our hope in Jesus and keep us moving towards him. In community, we have an opportunity to find hope, but also to give hope to others. Think about what it would look like for you to build that kind of community in your school, with your friends, your small group, or your family. Community is a gift from God, and it's one of the best ways to experience hope. As we wrap up, there's a few things I hope you'll remember. Practicing resilience through holding on to hope sometimes starts with remembering. Remember that you can be honest with God. You can tell God anything. Literally nothing you say or do will take God by surprise. God can more than handle the tough stuff that you've got in your mind and heart. If you're not sure where to start or what to say, take a moment to read through some Psalms. In Psalms, you can read through all sorts of times when people were praying and saying some really honest things to God. God loves you and wants you to be yourself and just be authentic. It's in being honest with God that our lives can begin to change. Remember how God helped you. Sometimes we need reminders of the reasons we can have hope. Sometimes that's personal and you need to remember the ways that God has shown up in your life. That's why I always encourage people to journal. You can look back at the things that you've prayed for and the circumstances that you've lived through. Use those moments to reflect on the ways that you've experienced God at work in your life. Other times, we need community to help us remember the ways that God has helped us. Sometimes that help comes in the form of good friends, family members, or even small group leaders. Remember what is true about God. God's love and goodness never end. God's care for you goes beyond what you can possibly imagine. That's why spending time reading the Bible can be helpful. The Bible is filled with stories that can remind us about God's love and care for each of us. If you're wondering where to start, check out the stories of Jesus in the Gospels, the first four books in the New Testament of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Looking at the life and character of Jesus is a great way to hold on to hope in those moments when life is a struggle. Hope is a part of resilience, and you can have hope because of Jesus. When you head to small group, take some time to think about this question. In what areas of your life do you need hope?